What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two, and we've got a couple of callers waiting on the line. But first of all, I want to introduce you to our guest. His name is, and I'm probably going to mess this up, Etienne Boiti Squared, which is kind of unusual. Did I get that right?
It's Etienne de la Boiti or Boiti Squared. And I
okay.
use the exponent or the number two to denote me from the original, who was a 16th century French political philosopher.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes a lot more sense here. Anyway, you are the author of a book, Government, the Biggest Scam in History, and you sent me a copy, which I really enjoyed. And I also appreciated that little card inside with some additional data on it. Why don't you tell us all why you wrote this book and basically give us an overview of what's in it?
Sure. So, you know, my thesis is that government has been the biggest scam in history. And what I mean by that, and by the way, the subtitle is How Intergenerational Organized Crime Runs the Government, the Media, and Academia. And my thesis is that government was really never intended to protect life, liberty, and property, but it's really a technique for robbing and controlling societies. You can never, ever have a legitimate government because it's impossible to delegate a right, like the right to tax or the right to make up rules for everybody. If you don't have that right yourself, then you can't delegate a right that you do not have to a representative or to a government to represent you doing something you don't have the ability to do yourself. You can't be bound by a social contract that you didn't sign. And if my girlfriend and myself can't vote to rob Mike because there's two of us and one of him, it doesn't matter that there's three of us or 10 of us or 330 million of us. There's no magical additional person that makes something inherently immoral and illogical, moral and logical, because the mob decides it's so. And so government has been the biggest scam in all of history. It's essentially a way of tax farming society, robbing and controlling them. And they get away with it because it's the government and the media working together.
Okay, well, there's definitely merit in what you say. I would offer, just to play devil's advocate here, that there has to be some form of limited government, which is what the Founding Fathers wanted, in order to organize for the community what the community needs but cannot organize for itself. But beyond that, everything that's added on top of that, I definitely agree. It's all about exploitation of the population. It's all about control. It's all about enrichment and so forth. I'm going to take a phone call here and see if this person has a question for you. Andy in Texas, welcome to the show. Do you have any questions for Etienne?
Well, yeah, I have a question. I have a little bit of a comment here. You guys got me right?
Yes.
Okay, so no. So what he just said is very important. Okay, but one of the things we have to realize is that we were born here on this planet, and that was just, you know, something that happened. But we were born here with a society that was already created. Okay, and so now our job is to grow up in this society and try to change society, try to make it the way we want it to be. We could never live the way we want to be because all your answers, all your questions, everything that you ever wanted to do was already presented in front of you, but you didn't have your own option. I just want to live by myself and leave me alone. You don't have that option. So the whole society was presented for you. So there was a matrix when the creator gave us, and I know, Mike, you're not a creator guy, but there was a creation. You know, mom and dad didn't just bring you here. It came from somewhere else. And that was already a matrix. But then all of a sudden, the humans made a matrix. They made a matrix of something called society. And now we're all victims of society. So you have to decide and wonder and figure out how you're going to get through society. You know?
Okay.
Are we not stuck? No, look, I mean, it's built for us already. Are we not stuck in this? What are your options? Do you want to live free in this and that? You can't do that anymore. Look at Randy Weaver. Look at Waco. You can't have your own life. You can't have your own life. They don't want you to have your own life. They want to control your life. And that's where we're at. I'd like to hear a comment, and then I got something else to say.
Well, Eddie, sure. Do you have any response to that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with him that they're trying to control your life, but I mean the you know, kind of the answer to his question and also to your you know earlier statement is, you know, you can have governance without government. And so, you know, the homeowners association is an example of governance without government. You know, you can give up, you know, and agree to abide by community standards and community rules, but the homeowners association doesn't have rights that you don't have. You can leave, you can sell your house, you can move to a different homeowners association. You can, you know, that if the deal changes, you can, you know, you don't have to live in any homeowners association. And so you can have governance without government. And, you know, I'm a voluntarist, and that's somebody that believes that all human relations must be voluntary. Nobody gets rules that other people don't have. Nobody gets to use extortion or taxation or, you know, gets to make up rules for everybody, you know, and luckily the world is a self-organizing system. It produces spontaneous order, and you can get everything that you want out of government except redistribution. You can't rob Peter to pay Paul. But whether it's armed protective services that they call the police, whether it's dispute resolution that they call the courts, whether it's air traffic control or postal service or roads, you know, all of that can be done better, faster, cheaper by the free market, by co-ops, by mutual aid societies, by insurance companies, by genuine charities. You know, you can have everything that you want government to do without having a ruling class that has rights that you don't, and the ability to use violence and extortion on, you know, on peaceful people that just want to be left alone.
So, but on that same token, real quick. So we understand that George Soros has bought out all of the prosecution and the judicial, and perhaps even the honorable judges up in the Supreme Court and stuff, even though that has gone on right now, okay? So these people own our judicial system. So to even think for 1 minute, this is where I'm at, to even think for 1 minute that I can get something done if I went to a courtroom or I wanted to sue somebody, I wanted to do this, I wanted to take care of business, to even think that for 1 minute, I don't feel like I can get there because George Soros owns this stuff. And so let's take another real deep dive here, and maybe you can analyze this. These people are destroying our society. There's no doubt about it. Mike knows this. They're destroying our society. Mm-hmm. They got the replacement people coming across the border right now. And how do we know that these replacement people aren't the military age people that we've been seeing on video? Whoever will show it, that their replacement, not only that, how do we know there's not some caches of weapons and stuff setting up here in the United States, ready to grab, ready to go? I mean, come on, they want to take our weapons. Somebody's going to have to do that. They can't just say, turn in your weapon. Okay, several people will turn in their weapon, but if they want the people to turn in their weapons, somebody's going to have to forcibly come and take it. There's several people that are just not going to let them come and take the weapon. We're in a very, very bad spot. They've already destroyed our food sources. They've destroyed so much of our society. Yes, Mike Rivero has been saying it. Yep, this society is going down, and that peaceful revolution, you know, that peaceful, let's come together and let's just say peacefully, we don't like this, but now they've made it. It's going to be a violent revolution.
I'm afraid you're right about that. Anyway, Andy, let's give somebody else a turn. And Etienne, you know, going through your book, it's very detailed. There's a lot of information in there. I was just looking at all the endorsements you got from a lot of people like James Corbett and other well-known names here. So when exactly did you write this book?
You know, I think the first edition came out in 2018, and then I've continually refined it. In January of this year, I released the fifth edition. But the book is designed to kind of wake up your friends, your family, and your colleagues as to how the system works. Most people are visual learners, and so I use a lot of techniques to kind of shortcut people and to wake them up. And it's kind of like a tool that I keep sharpening to make it more effective and kind of way, you know, taking people from 0 to 60 in the shortest amount of time.
All right. Well, let's clear a couple more phone calls. I'm starting to see callers coming on in wanting to talk about your book. We've got two calls that apparently want to talk about something else. Let's get them out of the way. Mark in Arkansas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, if you can hear me, I first called in. I missed that you were going to have a special guest, so I actually do have a comment for him. But
good.
The funny thing is, okay, yeah, the funny thing is like, I got a good chuckle. When you said that 60,000 pounds of, it was 60,000 pounds of ammonia nitrate came up missing on a train, before you said it, I was thinking, oh, they're just going to say it fell off. And as soon as you said that, I chuckled. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's like the funniest thing.
That's literally the excuse they have for why it vanished between one station and the next.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's so typical and so, like, comical for them just to have no other explanation to say that. But I also want to say, like, there's a giant melting snowpack. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is used to, like, blow up a dam or something like that. And I would just be on the lookout for that.
And it'll be blamed on white supremacist, conservative, heterosexual men or something.
Yeah, the ones that don't like the government. Now, here's the other thing, like, and say that they don't want a government like in this gentleman's book. Now, something else I would also say, not the spirituality form of it, but religion is also in tandem with government, and I believe that religion is also another scam perpetrated on society. And I was going to ask him, obviously he's probably done some research and found that supposedly one of the first proposed flags for our nation was the all-seeing eye, and like it had like stars or something on it like that. It was a Masonic thing. And I definitely believe that our country was set up 100%. Our founding fathers were all in on this. They were all dirtbags. They all knew the game. They were just playing it out, and they knew they were going to be long gone and dead. And we don't have we didn't live during this time, so who are we to say how evil they were? No, they could have wrote, you know, like the victors of whatever, write the history books. They made themselves out to be heroes or whatever. But how could that be if all this seems like it was very designed from the very get-go? This is a cursed nation. I know a lot of people don't want to believe it, but then also it's possible, like, hey, if there's a good, there's an evil. If there's an evil, there's a good. That means, like, people want to believe in God or whatever. Hey, maybe it's our destiny to rise up, destroy ourselves so that another culture could come after us, and maybe they could do it a little bit better, do it right. If not, then the cycle continues just like Star Wars. But I don't like Star Wars because, although it could be a true story, all the fans just, they take it to the extreme and they just ruin it. Anyway, comments.
Well, one thing I want to throw in is that the people that gave us the Constitution and instituted, you know, a government that gets to tax us and everything, they weren't representative of what many people consider to be the true founding fathers. The famous revolutionaries, you know, had nothing to do with it. Jefferson and Adams were in Europe. Thomas Paine, Sam Adams, and Chris Gadsden were not chosen. Patrick Henry would not participate because he said that they smelled a rat. And so what happened is, you know, there was a convention to modify the Articles of Confederation. And when a lot of people, you know, when everybody showed up, they produced an unauthorized replacement. And a lot of people that were there is like, hey, wait a minute, we don't have the authority to do this. And I've got some, you know, great, you know, quotes in the book. But, you know, what essentially happened is you had a whole bunch of Freemasons, lawyers, and politicians that hijacked this convention, convened to do one thing, produced an unauthorized replacement, and then working with the media, and I go along and I break down, you know, what's going on in his media, is that they gave the country a constitution that allowed them to tax and allowed them to really control things to an extent that many of the revolutionaries weren't for it and against, and then they rammed it down everybody's throat. And I have some quotes in here, and I just want to just read, like one or two, but they were saying, a lot of the contemporaries, everybody reads the Federalists, but if you actually read the Anti-Federalists who were right, they were saying that the whole thing was a scam. And they said that investigation into the nature and the construction of the new Constitution, which the conspirators have so long and zealously struggled against, has, notwithstanding their partial success so far, taken place as to ascertain the enormity of their criminality. That system, which was pompously displayed as the perfection of government, proves upon examination to be the most odious system of tyranny that was ever projected, a many-headed hydra of despotism whose complicated and various evils would be infinitely more oppressive and afflictive than the scourge of any single tyrant. The objects of dominion would be tortured to gratify the calls of ambition and cravings of power of rival despots contending for the scepter of superiority. The devoted people would experience a distraction of their misery. That was Anti-Federalist Samuel Bryan's writing as Sentinel in Sentinel 12, January 23rd, 1788. And so it wasn't the quote-unquote founding fathers, or at least not all of them that people would consider to be the founding fathers. It was a hijacking. It got shoved down their throat, and then they controlled the information that people were receiving about the ratification to get it passed. They collapsed a newspaper in Pennsylvania. They censored mail in New York. They bought off the stenographer at the Pennsylvania convention so that he only transcribed the speeches of the Federalists and not the speeches of the Anti-Federalists. And so, and then after that, they were in charge, and then they controlled all of the information that the people received in school, and they made it out to seem the best, the best thing ever. But it didn't work. It doesn't protect rights. And it wasn't able to limit government, which proves just how flawed it was, and it didn't do what it advertised to do.
Okay, well, Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. I want to get to some of the other callers here. So, Brian in Pennsylvania, do you have any comments for Etienne?
Hey, Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, I totally forgot you who were having a guest, so I'll be just really, really fast. I want to respond to Mike in Brazil. I want to thank him for his kind words in my favor, of course, but I wanted to inform him the reason why I picked 10 magazines with 300 rounds is because if you have 10 30-round magazines, that's 300 rounds, and that's what we carried in the infantry, and that's one in your gun and a 9 on you, so it's sort of the average that most normal-sized people can carry. I, unfortunately, was a sawgunner, machine gun, and I carried 1,200 rounds, which is 6 belts of ammunition because I'm a big dude. I'm 6'2", and I'm like 250 pounds. So they made me the pack mule. I carried everybody's stuff. I carried everybody's stuff on all the ruck marches while everybody else couldn't do it. I'm no good at running. I can't run with anything, but I can carry extreme amounts of weight for long distance. But that's why I wanted to say that, and I just wanted to let him know why I picked that. And if you can, and it is really smart, because did you cover the story of the rancher that got arrested? I think he was in Arizona, where he shot at some dudes that were on his property, never hit them, but found a body later on, and now he's being charged with murder.
Yeah.
That
happened a while ago.
Yeah. Well, I guess I heard a story
hybrid
recently.
Hybrid warfare is...
The what now? Hello?
Hello? Oh, no, that was a control room situation. Anyway, we need to take a commercial break here. Brian, thank you for the phone call.
Yeah.
We're going to run some commercials here. We'll be back with Etienne after these few words. We'll be right back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Dan in Washington State. Dan, do you have a question for Eddie N?
Well, I just, I haven't read the book. Sounds pretty interesting. There's actually a caller you'd probably like to talk to, Lark from Texas. He pretty much says the same thing, you know, government bad. But, you know, when it comes to, like, Social Security, I like it. I want my retirement. You know, government does that. Government makes the roads, you know, weather reports, NOAA satellites. I get weather reports from the government, sends a rocket. Satellite up there. I mean, the list goes on. The power, the dams they built, the power stations. I think the problem is America basically just doesn't get as much for the taxes we pay as other governments because it all goes to defense.
No, we don't.
You know, and then I honestly don't like Reagan. I don't like the Reagan that the government can't do anything right. Well, when you get rid of the government, then you just get a private corporation running it, and then you lose any public control, right? Because I guess that's my question. What is the government? What is government? Like people?
Well, I'd like to field that one because, you made a really, really good point in that, you know, most of what government does is provide services. and it does a really bad job of providing those services. And so, you know, if you like, when it comes to the roads, there's over 43% of the roads in the country are in poor, mediocre condition. That's one of the government's monopolies. The government delivers the mail, but it's lost something, you know, north of $90 billion, okay, deliver, you know, over the past, I think it's 15 years, it's like $97 billion over 15 years. And so the stamp may, you know, say, 55 cents or whatever it is, you know, these days, and the price keeps going up, but you're actually subsidizing it out of your taxes and things like that. And so, everything the government does that's non-redistributive would be done better, faster, and cheaper by the free market. You know, Armed Protective Services.
Yeah, that's where I would disagree. I've been hearing that for 30 years, and then, let's privatize the schools. Then you get a private corporation just running your schools and Social Security works fine. It's very efficient. It doesn't have much waste to it. It just distributes.
No, Social Security is actuarially untenable, and so Social Security is projected right now to run out of money. I forget what the date is, but
that's because Reagan did that tax cut in the 80s. Is why. That's the only reason.
Well, I mean, we've got an organized crime group. They're running a Ponzi scheme. They've taken the money that was given to them for Social Security that was supposed to go into the lock box, and they've spent it on other things. There's actually a filing cabinet in West Virginia. There's the Social Security Administration. And has an office in West Virginia where they have been printing up bonds. Okay, they take the money that comes in Social Security that's supposed to go into the lockbox. They give it to the government. The government spends it on weapon systems that they don't need, or they hand it to private corporations and bailouts and stimulus or whatever it is they're wasting your money on. And then the Social Security system prints this bond on a laser printer. They take that bond and they put it into this filing cabinet. It's a very, very nice filing cabinet. George Bush Jr. traveled to West Virginia, and he posed standing next to the filing cabinet looking at it in stunned disbelief. At one time, the last time that I looked, it had over $2 trillion worth of bonds. But these bonds are not like the bonds issued by like a corporation that is tied to a profitable corporation, the revenue stream of a profitable corporation. These bonds that the government has issued, there might not be any bonds at all, because the government is going to be faced when it has to redeem these bonds with the exact same options. If there was no bonds, they're going to either have to raise taxes, cut benefits, or a combination thereof, which is the exact same thing that they would have to do if there was no bond. So the bond is like a little tricky thing so that they can postpone the moment that they have to tell you that, oh, sorry, we're out of money, we're gonna have to raise your taxes again or do whatever it is. Versus if you had been allowed to invest your retirement dollars.
That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. If everyone had a 401k plan and invested, I've been hearing that for decades, and you'd end up with a bunch of poor old people dying on the streets. And the big Ponzi scheme is Walmart, or the, not Walmart, the Wall Street. After the bailouts is a much bigger Ponzi scheme than the government. The 401k.
Dan, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. Happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Francis in North Carolina, welcome to the show. Do you have something to say to Etienne?
Well, hey, Michael and Etienne. Several quick thoughts for you. I'm finding the commentary fascinating, and I'm wondering, you may want to get in a chat with James Gaddy, I think his name is. He would find your commentary quite intriguing, to say the least. And your linguistics of how you break words down is quite fascinating. I'm quite intrigued. I get a good chuckle here and there. So hats off to you regarding that, even though I've not seen the book or read it for that matter. So my bad. But quite frankly, as far as the government is concerned, there's two little episodes about that. One is a corporation and a government in name only, in a matter of speaking. So whenever people say about, well, the government, we want the government to do this or government to do that. No, actually, there's a tweak on that. It should be what the people need or wish for the, actually need from the government. Because a want can be passing. A need is absolute, as far as that part goes. And as far as the regarding the aspect of the Social Security and you name it, services that are supposed to be provided by the government for the people that need that service, the aspect of them running out of money for that type of thing and having a filing cabinet full of bonds and all that, it's almost a really big joke because the Federal Reserve has spit out as much as they wish to have spit out to cover this, cover that, because it's all based on a lie. It's all printed cloth. So the Federal Reserve is going to keep them going for who knows how long unless they implode the Federal Reserve. And with that, I'll have, Oz with my margarita. And with that, later.
All right. Thank you very much here. And Eddie Ann, before we go much further, let's get this out of the way. Where can people get your book?
So the book is available exclusively at government-scam.com, government-scam.com. And okay. It's backed up. Everything in the book is backed up by a credit card size 64 gigabyte flash drive that we call the Liberator. It's chock full of documentaries, important books on PDF, dank Liberty memes, truth music from the Liberty Movement's hottest artists, and short videos. And everything in the book, all of the documentation and the evidence and the scholarship is all archived where it won't go away. And that's all at government-scam.com.
Okay, let's see, -scam.com, because I'm going to put this up at my website here. All right, so let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. You hear me?
Yes. I was wondering where you were.
Hey, Mike. Here's the song. Yeah, I got a lot going on, man. Here's what's going on today. A lot of crazy stuff going on here in South Florida, as you well know. With all these Haitians and everybody's trying to come in here now with the boat. I won't leave that alone because I want to talk about yesterday's show. I'm seeing the archive, Mike. And I want to talk about, by the way, Miles made a great call. He was right about what's going on with Trump. He should start seeing all these news outlets and all these criminals like Adam Schiff and all these Congress people who are lying their asses off on Trump, Mike.
Yes.
So I think Trump should go after these people for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh,
and
I agree.
I hope his campaign's
listening.
He's
got a great case for defamation.
Yeah, he's got to. He's got to go after this money. And use it, and use the money to attack Biden, bumbling imbecile. But also, Mike, Marco, he made another great call, and Marco was right on the money. And I got a little perplexed, Mike. And before I go to the kind woman over there in Oklahoma, I want to talk about the guy from Canada, Al. Al was talking about something that Marco was bringing out great points to the RBN audience that have to be addressed. But Al was talking about, you guys were talking about the agricultural industry and all these poor illegals that come over here and nobody's telling these illegals to come here, number one. And I think Al was talking about the Christians treating them bad.
I disagree. They're being encouraged. They're being financially incentivized to come up here. I mean, we know some of the money's coming from the United Nations.
Mike, but listen, Al was he kind of like he was like attacking Marco for Marco making great points, and I hope Al calls in. I want to refute him on something. I want Al to know this. There's only 3.7 million people in the agricultural industry that are doing produce and all that to feed the whole country. It's not like 18-20 million illegals are over here picking crops and doing all that. There's only like 4 million people in total, and that's not counting the farmers who are plowing the land with their tractors and combines and all that stuff, and you got a lot of robotic equipment now. You don't need these people to do an agricultural industry. So where does this guy get off saying, "Oh, the Christians are bad," and he is attacking Marco? Listen, you don't need all. What are these all these illegal aliens doing over here? The women don't work. What do? Cut grass? Are they seamstresses? No way. You got millions and millions of people that come in here illegally are idle. They're not doing nothing. They're not benefiting me. They're not benefiting you. Well, an illegal alien doesn't compliment me. Doesn't help make my life better. They're making my life more expensive.
Well, we're always hearing from the open border supporters that the illegal immigrants are going to help our economy. Well, they didn't help their own economy in their home countries, did they? there? Hello?
Great point.
Yeah, Mike, you there?
Yeah, you dropped out for a second.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Mike, you made a great point. What are these people are not helping us. They're not. They're consuming like locusts. Are you kidding me? What are they contributing? What are you going to, next we're going to put them all in the military and our military is going to be made up of all these people? What kind of country are we going to have
here, tried
man?
That, they tried that experiment. It didn't work out very well. Anyway, do you have a question for Ian?
What's that?
Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, you know, I just say that, for the guest, Mike, I just have to say that the white culture in this country being attacked like never before in the history of this country. The white Anglo-Northern European males, especially, and white females, are being attacked. And it's got to come to a screeching halt, an end right now. And we are the majority, and we need to take our majority back, and we're going to start barking out the orders. Not some 2%ers or 13%ers. No way. It can't happen like that anymore, because right now, the country's going, you got a guy like Bumbling Buffoon, he's a great Catholic. How can this guy be a Catholic when he's all for abortion, LGBTQ, homosexuality is running rampant, transgenderism is acceptable, men and women sports? No way. No way, Mike. I want to know what you think the ultimate solution is going to be. What is going to be the ultimate conclusion of this nightmare that we're facing right now as white Northern Europeans who made this country and our founding fathers were white Northern Europeans? All I'm asking, what do you think the ultimate outcome will be? Hear me, Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I would like to know what's the outcome going to be because, you know, Marco brought out something. He's a military man. He was in the military. He sees firsthand when you got to be subjected to taking, you'd be like subordinate. You got to be kissing butt to people who are on the take for money in the military and every other thing. It's crazy. It's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins, like Dustin said. It's all about the Benjamins, man. Really, not no kidding. But right now, we just got to take the majority, Mike, and that's all. I just like to know what his theory of the ultimate solution will be to get the country back on the right track. Excuse me.
Okay.
So that's what I like to know. And I say boycott, boycott, boycott all these criminals. And Adam Schiff and all these demon rats, these Zionists that are on our government, they're all a bunch of hypocritical liars. And you even got a Jewish guy like Michael Savage saying it. So what can I tell you? You know, Mike. Michael Savage said it on a show the other day when I was listening to it.
All right. I'm going to let you go here now because we're getting close to the end of the show. We've got another caller I want to get to.
Yeah,
and then I want to give the rest of the show to Etienne to talk about where he thinks this country is heading. So we're going to go to Joe in Florida. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Pardon the noises as I'm outside here. I did want to ask, I would say, there's a lot of the diagnosis of the problem. I probably agree with ATN, but I guess ATN is not his real name, right? I'm presuming it's an assumed name. There was a woman who named Alyssa Rosenbaum who had a very similar idea, right? Is a Jewish woman who changed her name, went by the fake name of Ayn Rand, and pushed the ideology of libertarianism. Libertarianism is basically a Jewish ideology to push on people who otherwise might be working towards a Christian culture. You know, I agree with a lot of the diagnosis of the problems here, but what's your solution? Because the only solution to the problems we're in is to have a moral culture. We don't have representative government anymore.
No,
the
we don't.
The idea of removing government altogether, which sounds a bit like anarchy to me, is ridiculous. But my question for Etienne is, if somebody murdered somebody else in this society that you're proposing, what would happen there? In other words, with no government and somebody murders another person in cold blood, what happens in that case?
So to answer your question, well, first of all, I want to say that I don't think that I think, you know, libertarianism just is kind of like the rebranding of the word classical liberal when the system, you know, this organized crime system changed the meaning of the word liberal to mean socialist and leftist. And really, you know, control of perception is the most powerful weapon in this organized crime system's arsenal. And so the word anarchy doesn't mean no rules. It means no rulers. Okay. But because the rulers don't want you to know that there's an option on the menu called no rulers, they have they've used their control of the dictionary and control of the movies and the television shows to change the word for no rulers to mean chaos and dystopia to trick you away from the one political system that is moral. And so the only moral system really is voluntarism, because it's the only system that's fair for everybody. Nobody gets the ring of power because there isn't a ring of power. Nobody has rights that other people don't. Nobody, you know, gets to make up rules for everybody. Nobody gets to, you know, engage in taxation. Now, that doesn't mean there's no rules, and so everybody has the right to protect their life, liberty, and property. There's something called natural law. Natural law, there's, you know, 5 to 7 main transgressions. You know, you can't rob, you can't steal, you can't murder, you can't commit assault, you can't commit rape, you can't commit those. And those all are obviously wrong because there is a victim. And so in the same way that you have the ability to protect your life, liberty, and property, because you have that right yourself, that's something that you can delegate to somebody else. So you can hire an armed protective service company like Garda or ADT or Westech or other companies that provide armed protective services today. There would still be a, you know, 911, but when that security guard shows up to protect your life, your liberty, or your property, he doesn't have rights that you don't have, okay? And so there, you can have armed protective services, you can have dispute resolution. These things do not require government. And you know, I just want to take, you know, umbrage that, you know, that is really the only moral system. If you're supporting government, whether you're supporting, you know, red government or blue government, you're supporting violence. You're advocating violence on your friends and neighbors. If you think about what the Republicans are promising or the Democrats are promising, the Republicans say, hey, elect my guy and he's going to rob everybody and he's going to put these policies in place. And the Democrats say, no, 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 elect my guy and he's going to rob everybody and he's going to put these policies in place. And voluntarists are really the only ones that are saying, hey, let's not rob anybody. We don't have to rob anybody. The free market will provide everything that the government does without the violence or the extortion of government. And so I would argue that that is the only moral political philosophy to have.
All righty. Well, Joe, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to close the phone lines now. And I want Eddie Ann to basically take the remainder of the show here. Where do you think our country is going? What do you see as a solution to everything that's going on here right now?
Well, I mean, we've got an organized crime government, and they're controlling, you know, the subtitle of the book is How Intergenerational Organized Crime Runs the Government, the Media, and Academia. And that really is the problem, is it's the most powerful weapon in organized crime's arsenal is this control of perception. And they're controlling it through monopolization of the media on the kind of the old media side. And so in the book, you know, I've got some media ownership charts that show that there's 6 monopoly media companies running hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of subsidiaries to give everybody the illusion that there's all these information sources in society. On the new media side, you've got, you know, 3 to 4 dozen kind of new media, internet, search engines, video sharing sites, social media sites, and others that are algorithmically censoring information on the DARPA internet so that these ideas of voluntarism and the free market and, you know, the world being a self-organizing system that produces spontaneous order are never, ever presented on these platforms. And so what we're in right now is we're in an information war where authentic voices using the, you know, the self-directed internet like yourself and like others are kind of, you know, sending out their, you know, the pirate signal and kind of cutting through to the people that care about these issues. And so, you know, right now we're in this kind of, you know, information war. And it really is going to be up to the people to, you know, to kind of, you know, wake up their friends, their family, their neighbors as to kind of like what's going on. And the, you know, the prescription is not more government. It's not different government. It's the government is the problem. And so what we've got to do is we've got to roll back. We've got to privatize government. We've got to quit supporting it. We've got to quit, you know, voting in their rigged elections, except when you actually, you know, can vote on a, you know, like a ballot and only choose to vote defensively, not to vote for people that are, you know, promising you political favors or you know, money. And we've got to say that, you know, that this is, you know, that this is a system that's got to go. We've got to privatize everything, and we've got to quit getting tricked by the biggest scam in history, government.
Well, I think you might agree that looking at what's going on, especially today with this hearing on the weaponization of the Fed, it does seem to be a time of a tremendous amount of political chaos, immigration chaos, all this transgender nonsense. It feels to me like we're definitely on the doorstep of a major crisis in our current government. And, of course, I have, sadly, a lot of people who call into the show talking about stockpiling guns and ammo. And, you know, I don't like the idea of a civil war, but remember, as John F. Kennedy said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I think, in my opinion, this government is headed toward a collapse, not unlike the Soviet Union, whether it's going to be triggered by an economic downturn, whether it's going to be triggered by the fact that we're likely going to lose yet another war in Ukraine. But it just feels like things can't go on the way they're going right now for very much longer.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. And the thing that I'm worried about, and the thing that I think might be one of the cards on the table, is an engineered collapse of the country by this system in a kind of, you know, die hard. We're going to blow up the building to cover up our escape. And so, you know, what you've got now is you've got, you know, people that are starting to figure out, you know, that, you know, how the system works, that government has been a scam, that it's the banks at the top, that it's the government and the media are working together, that the media is owned by the, you know, by the people that pushed the COVID on them, that the COVID was a scam, that the shots were killing people, that the people at the top are eugenicists. And they're starting to, you know, the posse is starting to figure out who robbed the bank, and the posse is starting to point at the government political puppets and the bankers and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Soros found, you know, Soros and you know, some of the people at the top. And so, you know, if the posse is saddling up to come after you, do you want the posse to be safe and secure and well capitalized, or do you want them to be dead broke living in a militarized police state? And so the thing that, you know, one of the things that I'm worried about the most is that they collapse the dollar, or, you know, the dollar is already kind of slated to collapse. You know, the average lifespan of a fiat paper currency is 39 years before it's either, you know, re-engineered, you know, it dies from hyperinflation, it gets absorbed into a different currency or something like that. That's, you know, a scholarship done by DollarDaze, DollarDaze.org, which is gone. But if you take a look at Mike Hewitt's work, you can see, you know, if you Google Mike Hewitt, you can see he analyzed 775 different currencies and you know, shows, you know, what happened to, you know, what, you know, what happens to the average. And so the two longest reigning are the Great British Pound and the US dollar. And so, you know, maybe they're, you know, grabbing as much as they can using this system of fractional reserve banking where, you know, they hijacked the Fed in 1913. They created the Federal Reserve to backstop the money center banks to engage in something called fractional reserve banking, where the bankers essentially get to make up money out of thin air and lend it at interest. And so when you go into a bank, you're not borrowing depositor money. They just tickle the ivories and credit your account with digital dollars, even though it's inflationary, even though it's stealing the value out of everybody else's money.
Yes.
And so that system, I think we may be in the last, you know, throes of that system. They're trying to bring in, you know, central bank digital currencies. Are they going to be successful? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you can – that they're going to be able to cover up their crimes in the information age, whether it's, you know, our Liberator flash drive or you know, other people doing other things. You know, people are figuring out who robbed the bank, and so, you know, we need to stop them before, you know, they blow up the building to try and effect their escape.
Well, there's definitely a major upheaval coming for the entire planet, whether it's deliberately engineered, the Great Reset, the bringing about of a global government. My concern is that already we're seeing people are pushing back against all of this nonsense, this attack on our identity, this attack on our history. And, you know, these people, these globalists, the Bilderbergers, for example, they could push really hard for this new world order, and they could fail. And in that failure, they could really wreck planet Earth. They could plunge us into a whole new dark ages.
And you named it Bilderberg, which is meeting right now. And so, you know, my thesis is that it's the banks at the top, and the banks create the money out of thin air, and they've been providing unlimited capital to, you know, to favored cartel companies so that they can buy up their own industries, consolidate their own industries into a handful of kind of winners in the economy. That's not something that you would see in a true free market. That's not something that is representative of capitalism as a whole. It's called crony capitalism.
Yes.
But these companies that have been provided this unlimited capital to consolidate their own, you know, industries in a kind of predatory fashion, those are the companies that you see represented at Bilderberg. Those are the companies you see represented at the World Economic Forum. So the World Economic Forum is organizing the C-level executives of the companies that have been, you know, bought up and essentially stolen through fractional reserve banking. Those assets are being managed by BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and a handful of other, you know, kind of private equity, you know, companies.
It's the rise of corporate government. You know, we had the theocratic state, the nation state. Now we're seeing the rise of the corporate state. Anyway, we're pretty much at the end of the show here. And once again, the website where you can see Etienne's book and his Liberator is government-scam.com. I've got a link to the main page at whatreallyhappened.com, and you can take a look at that. Etienne, thank you very much for spending the last hour with us, and I wish you a lot of luck. And I agree pretty much with everything that you're saying out there.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, and thanks to the audience, and let's do it again sometime.
All right, you've got it. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafin is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate to RBN. They really need your help right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.